Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm ready to head to South Bend, Indiana, the home of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. And joining us in studio is Pat Bostic, former Pitt quarterback. And, of course, he is the Associate Athletic Director of Major Gifts, University of Pittsburgh. And 10 years ago, it took four overtimes. But Pat Bostic at QB beat the Irish on their home turf. Pat, that must have been quite a day.
That was awesome. Longest game in Notre Dame Stadium history.
Why the heck did it take you four overtimes?
Quarterback didn't play too well that game.
Is that what it was?
I did what I needed to do. Connor Lee, it was a field goal contest in overtime. The lore of the story as it goes is after the second overtime, I believe, we went to change sides. And they had not turned the sprinkler timing system off because they scheduled it for 7:30 or whatever. We go walking down the other side, whew, water straight up in the air.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, come on, I'm having a hard enough time throwing the ball. I don't need to be wet. So let's go back down to the other side. Boom, kid misses a field goal for Notre Dame in the beginning of the fourth overtime. And we run three plays and Connor splits the uprights and it was pretty cool to walk away from Notre Dame Stadium with a victory.
Talk about that, Pat. The mystique of playing in South Bend at Notre Dame Stadium. Because, I mean, we saw it in, what was it, Rudy? And, I mean, all the movies and everything.
But what's it like to
run out of that tunnel there?
It's awesome. I mean, it is it's just a special place. As much as as a Pitt guy, you want to beat them. You really appreciate it. You appreciate college football and the lore, the history, the nostalgia of going to Notre Dame Stadium. They've souped it up since we last were there. Turf field now, all the glitz and glamour, press box. We got a new press box, I think.
New suites,
video board you can actually see. But it's still Notre Dame Stadium. And it's still, it's still Newt Rockne and Eric Parseghian and Lou Holtz. And
Pat Narduzzi has a knack for doing the unthinkable, upsetting Clemson, Death Valley 2 years ago on the road. Last year, Miami, when they were undefeated to close out the season, nobody gave them a chance. They're three touchdown underdogs basically going into South Bend. But what makes Panther fans believe that it's even possible to beat the undefeated Irish?
Well, I think you draw back on the previous games where people didn't give you much of a shot. This team's different than, I would compare this Notre Dame team more to the Clemson team of 16 than Miami of last year. I think they're more of a vaunted group. They've got more talent than Miami did last year. They're playing at a higher level right now. Miami had a couple close ones coming into our game. Notre Dame's ramped it up. They started the year averaging about 22 points a game. They're averaging over 40 the last three. So I think, we play our best, and I wish we'd adopt this mentality going into normal weeks when we're not underdogs, that we play our best when we play loose, and we got nothing to lose. I mean, you play a game like this where you're three touchdown dogs, you go in there swinging, and you try to pull it off, and you're playing loose. You know you got nothing to lose. I hate to say that you think about it different, but you do. You got to learn to take that attitude into every week. But I think that's when the Panthers play their best, is when they're the dog. And no one gives them a chance.
Hey, I remember the two of you sitting here last week talking about Syracuse, and it didn't sound like a very rosy prospect going into that one, and you came out with a win.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, Syracuse was good. That's a good football team.
And very good
their
football
defense
team.
Played really well. Pitts did. And offensively, they did just enough. If Pitt's going to win this game, Kenny Pickett's got to play much better than he's been playing. They need to have him play his best game. They got to get him into a rhythm. They can't just pound the ball because Notre Dame, good teams, you got two ways to move the ball on offense, the runner to throw it.
Right.
Good teams will stop one of them. They're going to make you do the other. Notre Dame's a very good football team. They're going to force you to do the other.
Two big other personnel issues of Tuesday at practice, a non-contact knee issue that ends defensive captain senior Quentin Wirginis, who was the lead tackler and a leader
Mm-hmm. That's a big blow.
It's huge. I mean, he did a lot when he didn't show up on the box score, too. I mean, just by doing his job and the speed with which he gets to fill his gap, his instincts. You know, he had two critical plays in that game last week, Larry. You saw it up close and personal, the strip fumble,
yep,
return for a touchdown. And then, you know, you saw it live. But when you watch the replay of the pick in overtime, he got pressure to quarterback. I mean, they shot out of a cannon to get pressure on the quarterback. So they're going to miss him dearly. And I feel really bad for him because he was quickly making his case to be a high, you know, pretty high draft pick, I think, as linebackers go.
And the big tight end, Tyler Cyr, inexplicably leaves the program.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's
bad timing.
It's bad timing, you know, and everyone's going to make decisions for themselves. And I'm sure there's more to the story, but it's just, hey, the program's got to persist. No one person is bigger than the program. And that's true in business, it's true in football, it's true in family, it's true in everything. And Quentin, we feel bad for him. Unfortunate with Tyler. But the next guy's got to step in, and it's an opportunity for that person to go in there and make their name.
Play the game.
All right, gentlemen, I want to see a selfie with each of you with Touchdown Jesus, okay?
Yeah, well, speaking of selfies, too, we're going to get a selfie with that bobblehead.
The big bobblehead announcement is when Duke comes to Heinz Field in 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay.
The Bill.
Is it the Virginia Tech game?
Or is it Virginia Tech?
I think it's Virginia Tech.
Oh, it's Virginia Tech.
Okay,
Virginia
so what's
Tech.
The bobblehead?
Bill Hillgrove.
Bill Hillgrove.
Really?
A Bill Hillgrove bobblehead. This thing is beautiful.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.